For you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, we present a rebroadcast of the NBC Symphony of the Air. Leopold Stokowski conducting. We take you now to Symphony Hall in New York City, where Ben Grauer will introduce today's program.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Now the applause of our studio audience marks the entrance of Leopold Stokowski from the wings to take his place before the orchestra. Performance of his own arrangement of Debussy's prelude, The Engulfed Cathedral.
Thank you.
Leopold Stokowski turns to the music of the English composer George Butterworth. We hear his orchestral rhapsody, inspired by A.E. Housman's book of poems, A Shropshire Lad. Orchestral Rhapsody, A Structure Land by George Butler. The world premiere of the Symphony No. 4 by the New Jersey-born composer George Antheil. This symphony, only recently completed, is in four movements. Leopold Stokowski and the NBC Symphony Orchestra are now heard in the first performance anywhere of the Symphony No. 4 of George Antheil. We'll be right back. The Symphony No. 4 by George Antheil, in its first performance anywhere, by Leopold Stokowski and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Stokowski has left the stage, but the warm applause of our audience, I think, will call him back. Yes, there is Mr. Stokowski, and the men of the orchestra have risen with him to share the applause of our studio audience for this world premiere performance of the Fourth Symphony of George Antheil. Heard in this afternoon's concert under Leopold Stokowski's direction were Claude Debussy's prelude, The Engulfed Cathedral, A Shropshire Lad by the English composer George Butterworth, based on the book of poems of A.E. Housman, and the selection just concluded, the first performance anywhere of the Fourth Symphony by the American composer George Antheil.
This rebroadcast of the NBC Symphony of the Air is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.